Blog Talk Radio.
Gonna be some sweet love coming down.
Welcome, 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 ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, men and women of all ages, coming live to you from our sunny Mr. Nice Guy Studios in Hollywood, California. This is Time to Tune Your Dad to the Station to Make You Smile, Night Shift. I am your host, Guy Nice, WMNG, Mr. Nice Guy Radio. We're here every Monday through Thursday, 11 to 11:30 p.m. We are sponsored and brought to you by your friendly neighborhood, Mr. Nice Guy. You can find Mr. Nice Guy on Twitter at Mr. _ Nice Guy Tees. You can also find Mr. Nice Guy on Instagram at Mr. Nice Guy Tees. And the online store is squareup.com/market/MNGTTES. Make sure you enter the promo code Guy Nice. Get you a nice little discount and show your support for the show. Maybe we get some more time on the air here with you, ladies and gentlemen. Shout out to everybody in Nice Guy Nation. Shout out to everybody in Radio Land. 516-418-5813. That's the call-in number. Take the time. Get on the line. 516-418-5813. It's a Night Shift. I'm your host, Guy Nice. Today, I was reading a story about, like last night, I was kind of talking about equality amongst the genders, okay? And today, I read a story about this law. I kind of read two stories. It's a rabbit hole, man. Once you get inside, go deeper and deeper. So the story that caught my eye was something that took place in North Carolina recently. There was a bill, House Bill 2 is what it was called, HB2, that was voted and passed into law recently that overturned another bill or law that had previously been passed. This law, House Bill 2, overturn protections for lesbian, gay, bisexual, and trans people in the state. Meaning that before they were allowing people who were pre-operation identifying at different gender to use the same restrooms as the gender that they identify with. Now, I kind of feel like I don't know, man. You know what I'm saying? That's a weird contest. But all right, so they overturned that. Also, in Georgia, they did not pass a similar type of law. Now, this law also, House Bill 2 also allows employers and other businesses to discriminate based upon sexual identity, I guess would be the proper way to express that. Meaning that your race and religion and, you know, all that shit is still protected, but your sexual identity is not. And they can discriminate against hiring you based upon that. Now, in response to that, a lot of major businesses in the Silicon Valley area in California have gotten together and wrote a letter to the governor, whoever, the motherfucker, the person in charge, the placeholder, and urge them to review and repeal this legislation. Companies such as Facebook, CEO Mark Zuckerberg, and companies such as Google and also Apple are parties of the group that got together and wrote the letter saying that it will make it challenging for North Carolina businesses to recruit and retain talented workers. They said it doesn't reflect the values of their companies, of this country, or even the overwhelming majority of people in North Carolina, which I don't know that to be true or not. Any of those things, as a matter of fact. One might applaud these companies for standing up for equality. It's kind of like we talked about last night with, you know, not having the option of maternity leave, not having that available to take paternity leave, sorry, take paternity leave as a dad. And also even, you know, paid paternity leave is what we talk about. And even in the after show meeting, you know what I'm saying, the other guys brought up the point that and if you take paternity leave, the job look at you differently. They feel like that the mother has to have some time off because she physically has to have this baby. But you as the dad, you could be here. And I feel like that's lopsided as fuck. Are all these values that the candidates and that these companies and their PR representatives and their commercials and their, you know, all this shit is hypocritical because they're telling you that they support. And so I guess some of these companies do, man. I can't really say nothing bad about Google. Google looks like probably the most awesome place to work that I ever seen. Besides the fucking Ninja Warrior shit, man. Shout out to Slingshot Entertainment. That look like an awesome place to work too, cuz. But with these things being an issue, you know what I'm saying? Like equality, you always hear people talk about discrimination. That's a very hot topic. Discrimination. You always hear people talk about discrimination, but you don't hear people talk about the, you know, the other, aside from your main focal points. They don't talk about the various other forms of discrimination. If you want to rid yourself of disease, you must rid yourself of the entire infection completely. And if we're not acknowledging and recognizing where this action is taking place, then how can we ever possibly solve this problem unless we're not really concerned with solving this problem, which is what I start to feel like. Shout out to my people, by the way, came through with them brownies, you know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? 516-418-5813. Motherfucker called, like, yeah, that shit struck a nerve with me. Motherfucker Slick called me a bitch last night, you know what I'm saying? Said I sound like a woman and shit. But I'm trying to point out other ways that people are being discriminated against. And also how people won't step to the table and talk about how they really feel and express the things that need to be expressed without, you know, oh, man, that's emotional. Because the conversation I had with my man, I mentioned the conversation I had with this cat yesterday, and one of the things that he was saying to me is that people let their emotions get involved and, you know, like everything was emotionless and shit. And I guess that is one way to live life, to be dead to these politics and to the fact that, you know what I'm saying, things, the working conditions ain't going to be ideal and people aren't going to perform the way they can. And I guess you could be dead to that shit and use it the way you need to, but that ain't necessarily the approach that I agree with. And I don't like when somebody make the statement that, you know, emotion get involved and say that as if it's a negative thing. Like, this business for me. We talked about this before, business and personal. This business for me, my emotions ain't involved. Like, yeah, that's cool. I respect that, but this is my life. You know what I'm saying? This is something that I'm investing my time in. As far as I know, I only got one life. So whatever I do with that shit, it better be valuable. I can't justify that shit with myself. We're like, yeah, I'm just here and I'm just going to be here and get this check and keep making, you know what I'm saying? Or I'm going to do this and I'm going to move on to this and yada, yada, yada. It's like, bro, that shit got to be lining up. In order to do anything out here, you need cake. Like, I'm not trying to shoot down nobody's dreams. I'm your biggest cheerleader and I'm your biggest fan. But you want to do some things out here, bro, you got to put it together. You're going to need some startup capital. It's a lot of competition. You gotta have very hard hustle, be very dedicated. Most people ain't built like that, man. Even if you want to stand up there and give the speech that you are, like Tom will tell, you know what I'm saying? It's hard when you out there trying to be an entrepreneur or chase your music career or live your dream of being an artist and you ain't got the money to put food on the table and shit. That shit rough. But can you tell somebody they should just not chase their dream? Straying far from the point once again. I just want to get inside your mind. House Bill 2, a shot at transgenders. Now, there's a possibility. Now, think about this for a second. Possibility that some people could be using that for a negative way. You know what I'm saying? It's possible that that could be used in a negative way. You know what I'm saying? And then you got the whole mistaken transgender identity where you go and you do it and then you want to go back and you like, you know what I'm saying? You just all like, I don't know. I'm not saying that you should. I feel like you should have the option, but I don't know how comfortable I feel with that. You know what I'm saying? I am about equality and freedom. That's what I'm about. And then they have to show me that that's one of the things that I brought up and I was telling the staff that, you know, it's presented to you as if you're free, but at the same time, you're indoctrinated with all this preset program inside your operating system. You know what I mean? All this information is already there. You dictated and trained to live this way. Like last night, I gave you a whole big speech about how you don't need money to live. We just all agreed upon that as a social standard and everybody kept moving. You know what I'm saying? It ain't necessarily a fact. It's just something that people chose to convince themselves and make it a fact. It was something that you were already programmed with on why you say this have to be this way. In order to break that program, it take a lot of, you know, perseverance and strength. You know what I'm saying? It's easier if we do this as a group. That's why I come here and bring the issues to you. Because I care about, in a way, I agree with these CEOs of these companies, you know what I'm saying, who chose to vote these letters and take this stance and all that shit. That's applaudable in a sense. But one must wonder whether or not you're doing that because that's what you really believe or you're doing that because it's good PR. Because contrary to popular belief and what I may like to want to believe, things here ain't necessarily set up with the greatest intentions. Most common times they set up with focus being dollars and cents, man. This company that's dominated by economy, you know, that's what we focus on, free market. It's not even democracy no more, dog. This shit is just a bank. It's a business. America's a business. They probably got CEO, too, while y'all bullshitting. Ask Google. Somebody ask Siri. You got to get the, okay, Google Olympic Games kicking off 2020. Make sure y'all ready, man. I'm going to be there with the Moto 360 and all that, with the VR and shit. You know what I'm saying? Telling y'all, I got holograms on my watch, bitch. It's all good. Y'all to catch up, man. But on the other side, I feel like this is something that I have to explain to my children. You know what I'm saying? And they're going to, I'm not saying that that's a bad thing. I'm just saying it's something else that people have to learn, you know, and have to be tolerant to and accept. It ain't for me to say whether it's right or wrong. That's not for me to say. But I don't want to be the one who choose to outcast you. You know what I'm saying? That's not what I do. You know, I'm about you being you. If that's who you are, all right, man, do your thing. I'm not comfortable with everything, and I can't sit here, and I'm not trying to paint the picture like I am, bro. I'm a person, and there's certain shit I ain't rocking with either, but I try my best, though, and I try to give you the respect and all that because you're a person at the end of the day, and that needs to be the focus. I feel like in politics, that's not the focus, and that should be the focus. So when you have legislation passing like this, Georgia not passing it was a political move. You know what I'm saying? The other guy's opinion was that it's going to drive business from here, kind of what these cats were saying. It's going to drive the movie business that Atlanta's getting now from the city, drive it somewhere else because you're taking a stance like this. People don't really appreciate that. They claim to be innovative and forward-thinking people. However, at the same time, you know, when I'm trying to advocate for non-discrimination against intellects and non-discrimination for fathers, because for those of y'all who have kids, then you know. But if you ain't have a kid and you ain't had the experience yet of nurses and doctors not even looking at you and not giving a fuck what it is you got to say, because you're just a man. You already did your job. We don't care about nothing you got to say now. She the one that make the decisions. She the one we talking to. You know what I'm saying? They don't be giving a fuck about you, dog. You ain't got no say-so. This ain't got nothing to do with you. You just here. You here with her. You her plus one. You know what I'm saying? Plus two. You about to get bumped even further down the list. So, you know, the other guy was telling me that beforehand. That's why I try to keep my cool and shit. I know what this game is. But that's, you know, like Von Heming was saying last night, and after the show that came up too, man. Like Von Heming was saying last night, man, you got to have a solid female with you, man. You got to have a solid partner that got your back. Cause, you know, man, my wife even came to me like, hey, man, we not finna let these people just act like you don't exist there. And, you know, because I'd be like, fuck them. Nah, I don't even give a fuck. They come here, I ain't even paying you no attention. I'm fucking with the kids, bro. Fuck y'all. I was like, fuck it. I'm on my own road. Same old shit. Doing my thing again. Got nice. You know what I'm saying? Same old motherfucker. But she's like, nah, you can't be doing that, man. When you engage them and shit, too, we're going to make sure they respect you and pay attention to you and shit. So you got to have a solid partner to get your back, man. Shout out to Miss Got Nice, man. Always hold the fam down. You make sure you got a solid partner. That was a good point. Von Heming brought up last night when we were talking about relationships where the mother or the female party is the one at work. And you know what I'm saying? That even made me curious, like not even being on no dumb shit, but that even made me curious about lesbian relationships. You know what I mean? Because do we automatically assume that one of them take the role of the man, quotation? Is that what we do? I don't feel like that's fair. Maybe neither one of them want to be the man. They just like women and shit. But I guess in majority of saying you do got one that want to be the man, right? That's fair to say? That's a fair generalization. Other guy nodding his head checking in. So, yeah. I guess, you know. So, in that situation, then what? Is it even worse? Because now you're a woman that's trying to compete as a man in the workplace and be the provider and shit. I'm just curious how these things work because these social standards and stereotypes and norms and traditions that we've adopted and that are also changing. So the way people view them is changing, you know what I'm saying? And they're adopting new things and shit is just all fucked up right now. So I'm curious how these things work out for the people involved. So that ain't necessarily a factor for me. I don't too much give a fuck about none of that shit, man. Why? Why should I care? Life is good. It could be a lot worse, right? If my wife is working and I'm working, as long as the children properly taken care of, I should be happy. But if she not working and I'm working and everything good and Jehovah keep blessing us, then why am I tripping? If she working and I'm chilling, you know what I mean, teaching the kids, you know what I mean, playing Mr. Belvedere, Mr. Doubtfire, just ain't wearing no fucking pantyhose and no wig, none of that shit. Nope. Had no fat titties, you crazy. Titties big enough already, man. Shout out to man titties. Man, nigga, this motherfucker talking about he going to wear a mankini. Talking about he going to show up to work in a mankini. It's some fucking dick boots. It's some fishing boots. with an Under Armour long sleeve shirt on, a bow tie, fool. Anyway, man, shout out to Smokey Bones Restaurant, man. You should visit their drive-in. Try their drive-in service. I mean, they drive-through. Sorry, they ain't drive-in. This ain't no Sonic, man. Sorry, y'all. Shout out Smokey Bones drive-through. Available at Smokey Bones near you, man. Open every Monday. They ain't no paid sponsor, man. I ain't giving you the hours, man. Make sure you check that out. I seen a story, man. They were saying, what was it, man? A whole bunch of, but it was rat meat. They were saying it was chicken or it was pork or something, but it was a whole bunch of rat meat that came from China. I don't know if they served it or not. I don't, you know what I mean? Shout out to Piggly Wiggly. Maybe you was eating rat. You know what I'm saying? Rotisserie roasted rat. But back to my point once again. Equality, man. If there's something that we really, can't nobody argue with that. And if you argue with that, you know that that shit coming from a place of hate. So why should we construct the legislation and the thing, the structure of the machine based around that opinion, based around the opinion and point of view of hate? How can we ever expect this shit to work and be successful? Isn't that very close to what we've done? You know what I'm saying? Like not valuing other people, feeling like other people were less than us and didn't deserve the same rights. And we, I say us because that's what we do now. We still doing it all over the world. Like, okay, you got people, and this ain't no shot, man, but you got people like Akon, right? And everybody praising Akon for what he's doing over in Africa, where he's going out there. I think they're putting in the lights and they're putting in, you know, buildings and all that shit, right? And I'm not saying that's a bad thing, man, because if those people want that there in their community, they should have that. It should be that should be an option. It should be an opportunity and it should be available. You know what I'm saying? Maybe it's water. Maybe he's doing water, bro. I'm not sure, man. But I know what he's doing. He's serious about it and he's putting in the work. But I also know that there's places in the world where people just kind of want to be left alone. You know what I'm saying? They don't necessarily want the motherfucking, maybe they don't know about it. That's why they don't want it. You know what I'm saying? I don't know. That's what I talked about last night. Also, majority of our decisions that people these days is based upon necessity because we don't know what we want. Here in this country, everything is available to us. So we want everything, you know? But in other places where things are limited and resources are more scarce, the thing that they want is basic and thing that we take advantage of and waste. So want is kind of based upon the options and what's available. But once you understand, like I keep trying to tell you every night, man, once you understand that everything is available, you can do anything. You can have anything. First, you got to learn how to appreciate what you got and take care of that shit. But you can have anything out here, man. Nothing that can stop you, man. You can be anybody you want to be, man. Don't be afraid to be yourself. Go out there and do the best you can. You have to try your best. Understand that everybody is not the same as you. They don't think the same as you. They don't live the same as you. They don't see things the same way that you do. Sometimes that make things rough and it make things difficult. Because you feel like the way you see shit is the best way. It's your mind. You seen this. You analyze this. You've been through this. You got this experience. You the man. You the manager. You the president. You the boss. Whatever reason, whatever excuse that it is. You know what I'm saying? Or whatever title or tag or whatever. You go out here, you do the best you can, you treat people the same way that you want them to treat you, even though they different. He ain't as good at the task as you are. So you help them. We stop kicking people and talking bad about them and shit and trying to destroy people, man. You have to stay, like, because people make such a fuss about everything now, when you making a fuss, ain't nobody giving a fuck. That's why shit going crazy at the Donald Trump, you know, speeches and all that shit. They people that ain't just talking, they out, they going out there and doing something. They showing up. It's like, oh shit, this is scary. We ain't seen this in a while, because all people do is talk about shit. Now people getting more organized, going around, they getting more active and trying to show up. And I feel like it's certain things, like, yeah, you should stand up against that shit, bro. I mean, I don't feel like Donald Trump should be the president. Personally, I don't feel like it should seriously got this far. Personally, I don't feel like Hillary Clinton should legitimately be a possibility of being a president either. Because she clearly lied about things and was on track. How can you have a person who on trial and still running for the president, the office of the president of the United States at the same time? When do we feel like that's okay? Like, you can't have no charges, but you could be on trial at the same time as your candidacy, you know what I'm saying, as your campaign. And what happens if you get convicted? Oh, you out the race, huh? That's something to ponder. But I just, you know, that was my no vote shit, right? And then somebody brought to my attention that, yeah, man, well, if nobody vote and Donald Trump still go vote, then, yeah, he got the majority vote. You know what I'm saying? Technically, yeah, he the only person that vote, one vote, his vote for him, he the president. If that's the system I believe in, it's true. And everybody got the opportunity to vote, I guess. Not everybody, but you know the fucking, you know the sauce, you know the ingredients. So I kind of backed off of that no vote shit, you know what I'm saying? Definitely don't vote Donald Trump. I ain't endorsing nobody. I like what Bernie Sanders talk about. I don't feel like he can get it done, and I don't feel like he going to live long enough to get it done. Sorry. Bang, bang. Rest in peace, Bernie Sanders. But I'm not a political dude, man, cause I feel like politics ain't centralized and focused on what it should be around itself, which is the people. And that's what the focus need to be. That's how we create a healing. That's how we solve the problem. We start focusing on people. We start focusing on each other. We so quick to point out each other's shortcomings and weaknesses and where other people fall short. Well, then you know where to support them at if you're so good at pointing out those flaws. So stop being an asshole and being part of the problem and only doing 50% of the job, because anytime somebody else slipping, you quick to jump in their face, right? That's how this game works. Most people like that. Love to get in somebody's ass. You love that opportunity to flex your superiority. So don't do 50% of the job. You see where somebody lacking at. You see where they need help and they support. Then you support them there. Some of us just built to carry a heavier load, man. And we salute all of the nice guys and girls out there in the nice guy nation, man. Some people just built to carry a heavier load. It's part of what we do. But you got to accept your baggage and keep on moving, man. It's what you was built for. This is who you are. You can't turn away from the work. You don't get to choose the work. The work chose you, man. That's why we here, and that's why we do what we do. Close that on out. You know what I'm saying? You can send all your thoughts and feelings about the show and about the topic for the night, House Bill 52, or House Bill 2. Sorry, I just made it up, 52. House Bill 2, all of that good shit. You know where to send the comment, man, Twitter, Instagram, all that. You also hit that Mr. Night Guy, Customer Service Hotline, 706-715-0166. That's my direct line, Guy Nice. Appreciate y'all tuning in to another edition and episode of The Night Shift with Guy Nice. We're here every Monday through Thursday, 11 to 11:30 p.m. Shout out to everybody in the Nice Guy Nation. Shout out to everybody in Radio Land. Y'all be safe, ladies and gentlemen. Until the next time, see you on the other side. It's gonna be some sweet-